You should have slammed the door, changed the lock, and said adios to my selfish heart, tore it apart, and left me alone. Don't know why you were patient, wasted good saving on me. Oh, now I believe. Maybe angels don't always have.
Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. FBI Director Christopher Wray told the Senate Judiciary Committee the terror threat against the U.S. has reached a new level since the Israel-Hamas war began. Asked by Senator Lindsey Graham.
All the lights were blinking red before 9/11. Apparently, obviously, all of us missed it. Would you say that there's multiple blinking red lights out there?
I see blinking lights everywhere I turn.
He was seeking the renewal of a program that allows U.S. law enforcement to listen to some communications without a warrant. More than 400 military confirmations were approved by the Senate after Senator Tommy Tuberville lifted his block, which he had implemented in protest of the Pentagon's policy regarding abortion-related travel. Senate will have a test vote on a multi-billion dollar spending package that would fund aid for Israel and Ukraine and the southern border. But Republicans say more needs to be done about the border policy. This is ABC News. If you're having a hard time sleeping, experts say it may be time to try for a sleep divorce.
A recent study found more than a third of Americans are opting for something called a sleep divorce, sleeping separately from their partners at night. And Dr. Alicia Roth of the Cleveland Clinic says it's a healthy thing to do if partners are having a tough time sleeping. Maybe one snores, one stays up later than the other, or you get too hot sleeping in the same bed, and that it can save a marriage.
It's not necessarily a negative.
She says lack of sleep leads to impacts on mental and physical health. She says nobody should feel bad or guilty sleeping in another bed or another room. Alex Stone, ABC News.
SAG-AFTRA President Fran Drescher said in a statement the Actors Union has never been more powerful after the members voted to approve the new contract with studios and streamers, even though some said the new deal did not go far enough about protecting them from artificial intelligence. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Here's your 98Q Country weatherology forecast. Lows level off around 17 overnight under cloudy skies, southwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. 35 tomorrow, overcast. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow night, lows around 23. Turning warmer Thursday and Friday with highs in the mid-40s. Looking ahead to the weekend, 34, Saturday, 28, Sunday, and 30 on Monday. Another look at the short range, lows level off around 17 overnight. We should top out at 35 tomorrow, lows level off around 23 tomorrow night. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley, and that's your forecast on 98Q Country. Right now, 26.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Fresh off the press, and the songs you know best.
Crank it up.
Crank it up. Crank it up.
98Q Country.
Shutting down the city lights. It ain't in the water, floating like a barber, soaking up that hot sunshine. As good as it gets. No, that ain't where it is. It's a 2 a.m. when she's reaching over. Faded t-shirt and off her shoulder. Dress up, hair down in a ball cap. Yep, yep. As long as I get that sweet little something late night. Yeah, that's where it's at.
tops rocking all night. As good as it gets, no, that ain't where it is. It's a 2 a.m. when she's reaching over, made a t-shirt and off the shoulder. Dress up, head down, and a ball cap, yep, yep. As long as I keep that sweet little something late night, kiss on a plane or train away back in the sticks. I swear, if she's there, that's where, yep, yep, that's where.
No, I just want you. insiders with Pretty Little Poison. Are you watching NFL football? One of the big plays that has been prominent lately is that tush push. Well, the NFL commissioner, Roger Goodell, wants to ban the tush push on the field. At home, he loves it, I guess.
I wish I would have met you anywhere where I did. Some old high-rise town that I won't ever go again. Wish we would have rolled around some old cab and chased them city lights. Hit bars I don't like. We were listening to one more silver dollar hanging out my silver ride.
Online at 98qcountry.com. Number my stocking with a duplex and checks. Sign your X on the line, Santa cutie. So hurry down the chimney tonight. Come and trim my Christmas tree with some decorations bought at Tiffany.
Q Country.com.
Combs, it's different around here. Think about this. If you were to win the lottery, how much different would it be around where you're at? Would you move? Would you buy a whole bunch of stuff? Would you continue to have that normal life? Well, there's a Florida lottery ticket out there that's worth $44 million. And sources say it's set to expire next week. So that lucky ticket holder has until next Monday to claim their prize and make things a little different for them. Oh, my gosh. I couldn't even imagine.
For the love of Pete, dang, or come on. That's something you might say when your car gets damaged.
But that won't get you the help you need for your car.
What you should really say is something that can actually help.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
For help filing your claim 24/7.
However you choose, whether it's on the phone, online, or on the award-winning State Farm mobile app. however you choose.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, it's Amanda, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A nugget trays is that they're so easy for the holidays. They're warm and flavorful. It's always a crowd pleaser. When I put down a nugget tray, everyone is happy.
Hey, this is Brian, and the little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A nugget trays is the joy that it brings to me and everybody around me during the holidays. They're warm, juicy, and delicious.
Cater the holidays with Chick-fil-A today. Available on the Chick-fil-A app. Real guests pay for their testimonials.
Snow brings thoughts of ways to stay busy in Wisconsin during the winter. And if you anticipate hitting the slopes, are you surprised to learn there are more than 36 ski resorts across the state? It ranges from Wilmot Mountain, which opened in 1938 in Kenosha County, to Mount La Crosse Ski Area with one of the longest runs in Wisconsin. Granite Peak offers 58 runs outside Wausau, and Wild Mountain Ski Area and its 7 lifts near Hayward. Now, do you know which of those resorts sits on the highest slope? The answer coming up. Recreational skiing started in the Midwest. The Lost Ski Areas Project reports the first documentation of actual downhill skiers happened in Beloit in 1841. So which resort sits on the highest slope today? It's Granite Peak near Wausau and boasts 400 acres at a 700-foot vertical drop. The fun and history of skiing is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Brand new country. I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone drop on a love jack.
We don't even fight anymore.
Love listening to the station.
98Q Country.
Online
at 98QCountry.com. Yesterday's classics, 98 Q Country.
Sing you my love songs and you tell me about like concrete feet in the summer. It burns like hell when two souls meet. No, you'll never be the man that you always swore. But I remember you singing in that 84. A cold shoulder, a closing time. You were begging me to stay till the sun rose. Strange words.
Musgraves, I remember everything. Well, if you remember anything from today's program, remember this. Don't smack your wife in the face with a sausage. Sounds dirty, but it's not. A judge has ordered a Florida man to have no contact with his wife after his arrest for allegedly striking her in the face with a sausage. I wonder if it was like a kielbasa or, you know, a bratwurst. What kind of sausage was it? That's what I... Was it skinless? Was it vegan? I want to know what kind of sausage it was.
Join us Thursday, December 7th for Shawamigan hosting Assumption in boys basketball. The game will be broadcast on 98.3 at 7 p.m., announced by Steve Jetlin. After that, join us Friday, December 8th for Phillips hosting Auburndale. This game will be on 98.3 at 5:30, announced by Jeff Hakenen and Scott Heckman. Then join us at 7 p.m. for Phillips hosting Auburndale Girls, also announced by Jeff Hakenen and Scott Heckman.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Cloudy overnight with lows around 17. Southwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Overcast skies again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 35. Overcast tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 23. Turning warmer Thursday and Friday with highs in the mid-40s. Looking ahead to the weekend, 34. Saturday, 28. Sunday, and 30 on Monday. Another look at the short range. Lows level off around 17 overnight. We should top off around 35 tomorrow. Lows level off around 23 tomorrow night. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley, and that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 25.
Yo, what do you got there, man? The only station that matters.
98 Q Country. Thank you.
definitely my favorite time of year.
98Q Country.
Tonight's the night that Santa comes around.
Today's favorites and yesterday's classics. 98Q Country.
Girl,
Smith with World on Fire. John Party, beer for Santa before that. Do you think Santa drinks beer for real? I know this Santa does, but I know this Santa does not use the devil's lettuce. And 1 in 8 Americans age 50 and older now use the devil's lettuce on a regular basis. That kind of surprises me, actually. I'm not going to say that I haven't used it, but it's been 30 years at least, almost 30 years since I have. They said, the studies say it's terrible for you. I mean, no, it's got some good purposes and whatnot. I'm not trying to start an argument here, but I suppose it depends on how you take it. But it slows you down, for sure. And I'm slow enough as it is.
You've heard the buzz about IT jobs and cybersecurity and AI, right? Why not prepare for a career in these fields and take advantage of the high demand? You could enjoy a more rewarding and recession-resistant lifestyle. Train in just a few short months at My Computer Career. No experience necessary. Already in IT? Skill up for positions employers need to fill. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation. That's mycomputercareer.edu. Financial aid is available for qualified students, including the GI Bill.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Now you can get a Walmart Plus membership, plus not pay for it, because it's included with Straight Talk wireless plans. You get free delivery with Walmart Plus, plus a Paramount Plus subscription included. Plus, you pay less for gas. That's a lot of pluses.
Only Straight Talk gives you unlimited 5G data and Walmart Plus included on select plans for free.
Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Requires service on Gold or Platinum Unlimited. One offer per eligible account. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. Additional terms apply.
Want to start saving money today? Then you're in luck. The 98Q Country Shopping Show is always available online on our website located at 98QCountry.com. Stop by and take a look at all the wonderful feature businesses such as local restaurants or fun shops located in Prentice, Mellon, Minocqua, Phillips, Park Falls, Butternut, Glidden, and all around the surrounding areas, offering everything from burgers to clothing. You can also tune into the 98Q Country Morning Show to hear them read live by our wonderful hosts. Save money with 98Q Country Shopping Show today.
Oh, okay, you ready now?
What's up, y'all? This is Sam Hunt.
I'm still learning to be human.
98Q Country.
Tell me now, do I make you wanna dance real slow?
go flying down a two-lane road. Find a limb to hang your clothes.
country, today's favorites, and yesterday's classics.